And it's now time for your Daily Fortas News Break, a production of the Fortas Institute. We start with President Trump's America First policies, which seem to be delivering tangible results for working families. Blue-collar wages are soaring at their fastest rate since 1969. The only other president to come close? Trump himself during his first term. The administration's commitment to constitutional principles extends beyond economics, however. The Trump Justice Department, along with 21 states, filed friend of the court briefs supporting Colorado counselor Kaylee Chiles in her Supreme Court challenge to the state's so-called conversion therapy ban. Chiles wants to help young people distressed about their gender grow comfortable with their bodies and avoid harmful medical interventions, which is something Colorado prohibits. Meanwhile, merit is making a comeback at our military academies. The Naval Academy officially dropped race, ethnicity, and sex as admission factors, aligning with the president's executive order mandating merit-only criteria. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reinforced the policy across all service academies in May, allowing consideration only for athletic talent or military experience. Speaking of concerning trends, new research tracks 292,000 children and reveals what many parents already suspected about screen time. The American Psychological Association's meta-analysis of 117 studies found strong evidence linking higher screen use to anxiety, depression, aggression, and low self-esteem. And while parents here wrestle with screen time, parents abroad face life and death religious persecution. In Pakistan, a 28-year-old Christian was acquitted of blasphemy charges after a judge found glaring contradictions in witness statements and noted the complaint was filed 5 hours after the alleged incident, despite the police station being 8 kilometers away. In Indonesia, an 8-year-old Christian died from a ruptured appendix days after Muslim fifth graders beat him so severely he required hospitalization. As we tell you all the time around here, please make sure that you continue every day praying for our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. Speaking of all over the world, in Europe, the European Union pushes forward with its international dignity strategy, promoting centralized digital identity systems and expanded online censorship cooperation with foreign governments. Basically, what it's saying is that this tightly managed ecosystem leaves little space for anonymous online participation. That should scare you. That wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.